I'm on my way to Chattanooga, not by a choo-choo. Have you ever heard of the 1941 Chattanooga choo-choo song? I'm actually headed to Project Voice Conference, which is in Chattanooga. Before you lose your train of thought, did I just lose you? Recall your sequence. The term train of thought literally means the interconnection in the sequence of ideas or the succession of one thought to another. The term was introduced in 1651 by English philosopher Thomas Hobbes. You'll often hear this phrase when someone says they have lost their train of thought. It's horrifying when this happens in the middle of an interview or during a speaking engagement or presentation. But if it does happen, how can you realign your thoughts to get them back on track? The pitch challenge today, outline your sequence for your talk in three parts. It's more important to memorize your sequence than the details of what you're discussing because usually you already are familiar with your subject matter, so getting the sequence down is more important than the details. So if you do lose your train of thought, you can get back on track quicker. Whether it's a speech, a job, or a media interview, say to yourself, first, I'm going to address X, then I'm going to cover Y, and finally, I will wrap with Z. If this is in your mind and you lose your train of thought, you will more quickly get yourself back on track by simply skipping to your next sequence. So, getting back on track regarding the Project Voice train of thought, I'm speaking at this conference on Tuesday about increasing engagement with flash briefings. And then I'm co-hosting a Speed Skill Flash networking event with my fellow skill setters, Emily Bender and Daniel Hill with Audio Brain and Nebo, and Project Voice's very own Bradley Metrock, who wrote a very cool book that features the top skills in flash briefings, including The Pitch with Amy Summers. Then on Wednesday, I will be at the big awards ceremony at Project Voice because this flash briefing, The Pitch with Amy Summers, is a finalist for Flash Briefing of the Year. So I'm very excited about that as The Pitch has been my passion project. And every time I think I'm going to stop producing it, someone listening out there contacts me affirming that I'm on the right track, and that inspires me to keep chugging along on this voice journey to see where it leads. Stay tuned this week and I'll keep you posted about Project Voice. Plus, if you are attending, I would absolutely love to catch up with you. So either sign up for the Skill Setter networking event on Tuesday or direct message me on any of my social media channels. Where can you find all my links? Head on over to pitchpublicityNYC.com to get connected. Okay, all aboard. See you at Project Voice.